Mahabharata, Chapter 60, The Fall of Bhishma. As sunrise approached on the 10th day, the sounds of thousands of drums, cymbals, conches, and trumpets fill the air. Donning their armor and taking up their blood-stained weapons, the warriors came forward for battle. The Pandavas arranged for Sikandi to ride in his chariot at the forefront of their formation. Bhima and Arjuna protected his two flanks, and behind him came Abhimanyu and Draupadi's sons. Then, spreading out in a fan behind them, all the Panchalas, headed by Justadumna, Satyaki, and Chekitana, stood ready to fight. Other powerful Ratas and Maharatas protected the formation's key points. With a joyful roar, they rushed at the Kauravas. Bhishma stood at the center of the Kaurava formation. Duryodhan ordered his best fighters to surround and protect Bhishma. He knew the Pandavas would target him. Until they checked Bhishma, their success would be uncertain. Duryodhan himself stayed close to his grandfather, carefully watching the Pandavas' moves. As the two armies clashed, the slaughter began. Knowing that it would likely be his last day, Bhishma made one final and supreme effort. If he were to fall, then he should go down fighting to the best of his ability. He let loose his arrows on the Pandava troops in incessant showers, and countless men, horses, and elephants fell under his assault. It began to seem as if Bhishma was present everywhere as he wheeled about in the battle. All five Pandavas went toward him, awed by his power. They honored him in their minds. With depressed hearts, they gazed at him, even as the gods had gazed at Vritrasura. He was consuming their forces like a fire swallowing a forest. Standing between Bhima and Arjuna, Sikandi rolled out his challenge and sent three arrows at Bhishma. They struck him on the chest, penetrating his armor. Bhishma felt his anger rise, but with a slight smile he called out, "O Sikandi, I will never strike you in this fight. You are still the same person that the Creator made you before, and are no match for me now." Sikandi was infuriated by Bhishma's words. "You are the destroyer of Kshatriyas, O mighty armed hero. I have heard of your fight with Parasaram, and have seen for myself your prowess. Still, I will fight with you. Whether you fight back or not, I will slay you in battle. Know this for certain, O afflicter of foes. Take a good view of this world while you can, for you will not escape from me with your life." Sikandi at once fired five more arrows that pierced Bhishma in the shoulder joint. Wincing, Bhishma turned away from Sikandi and attacked the warriors surrounding him. Arjuna came up next to Sikandi and said, "Maintain your assault on the grandfather, mighty armed hero. He will not be able to harm you. I will protect you from any other fighters who come to his aid. Today we must lay Bhishma low or face the derision of our own men." Sikandi longed for Bhishma to fight with him. He sent clusters of swift arrows at the Kuru commander, striking him all over, but Bhishma did not respond. Moving back and around in a circle, Bhishma avoided Sikandi and at the same time rained down his shafts on the Pandavas. He was supported by a huge division of elephant warriors and thousands of charioteers. Duryodhan personally marshaled his forces around Bhishma, ensuring that he was carefully guarded on all sides. With a roar, Arjuna charged into the fray, shooting countless arrows as he carved a path through the Kauravas. As he ranged about, leaving in his wake a trail of destruction, Duryodhan was alarmed and approached Bhishma. "O sire, behold how my troops are being routed by the enraged Arjuna." "As a herdsman belabors his herd with a cudgel, so Arjuna belabors my troops with his Gandiva. O mighty hero, I see no other shelter than your illustrious self." Bhishma lowered his brow and looked at Duryodhan. "O best of men, hear my words. Before the battle began, I vowed I would slaughter 10,000 men a day. I have kept my vow. Now I will make one final promise. Today, either I will kill the Pandavas, or they will kill me. Thus I will liquidate the debt I owe you, arising from the food you gave me, by throwing off my mortal coil in the thick of battle. Without another word, Bhishma moved off and began scattering arrows among the Pandava forces. Like the sun drawing moisture with its rays, he robbed the strength of all heroes who approached him. Having slain 10,000 swift-moving elephants and 10,000 chargers with their riders, as well as a full 100,000 infantry, he stood on the field like a smokeless fire. The Pandavas could not look at him. Arjuna again enthused Sikandi. "Go toward Bhishma, O hero. Do not fear. I will dislodge him from his chariot with my sharp arrows." Sikandi again challenged Bhishma, followed by Drishtadyumna, Abhimanyu, Drupada, and Virata. Arjuna, Yudhisthira, and the twins flanked them and joined the charge. The Kuru warriors, however, checked their advance. There was a terrible encounter between the enraged warriors. Arrows, lances, darts, and maces flew through the air, and the screams of the soldiers, mixing with the clash of weapons, was intolerable to hear. With Sikandi before him, Arjuna steadily approached Bhishma. Seeing him moving determinedly toward the grandfather, Dushasan came before him. He checked Arjuna with a volley of shafts. Dismissing fear from his mind, he withstood the Pandava like the shore resisting the ocean. The two fighters contended like Indra and Mayasura, meeting in the celestial realm in the days of yore. Dushasan stopped Arjuna with 25 shafts, and then struck Krishna with 3 more. Incensed at seeing Krishna attacked, Arjuna sped 100 long shafts at Dushasan. Penetrating his armor, they drank his blood and made him gasp with pain. Without delay, he sent back 3 arrows that struck Arjuna on the forehead. As blood streamed down his face, Arjuna was as beautiful as Mount Meru with its towering crest stained with red oxides. Laughing loudly, Arjuna cut Dushasan's bow with 3 crescent-headed shafts fired simultaneously. He followed that at once with 50 more hammer-headed arrows that smashed the core of his chariot. Arjuna shot 100 more spiked arrows toward Dushasan as his chariot fell apart around him. Without losing his composure, Dushasan resisted Arjuna's attack by firing his own razor-headed shafts, which cut down Arjuna's arrows in mid-air. All the warriors who saw this marvelous feat cheered Dushasan. The Kaurava prince felt encouraged and launched another 20 arrows at Arjuna. Struck by his shafts, Arjuna blazed up in fury. He sent so many arrows at Dushasan that the prince was forced to flee. With his body pierced all over, he ran 300 paces and mounted Bhishma's chariot. With all their principal warriors at their head, both armies faced each other for a violent exchange of weapons. Bhishma was backed by Duryodhan, Drona, Kripa, Ashvatthama, and all the other Kuru heroes, while the 5 Pandavas, backed by Drishtadyumna, Sikandi, Satyaki, Abhimanyu, and the other Pandava fighters, all stood against them. They fought like the gods and the Asuras. Watching the fight, Drona spoke to his son, who was stationed by his side. "It seems, my dear Ashvatthama, that Arjuna will exert himself fully to destroy Bhishma. See how he targets the grandfather again and again, keeping Sikandi by his side? I am seeing many evil omens. My arrows seem to fall from my quiver and will not fit themselves on my bow. I feel my enthusiasm wane. All around us I hear the cries of carnivorous birds and beasts. Even the earth seems to cry out in pain, and the sun is dimmed. Though clad in bright armor, the kings on our side do not shine. All these signs indicate that our illustrious sire will soon fall." Drona urged his son to challenge Arjuna. "This is not the time when dependents should think of their own lives. Fixing your mind on heaven, my dear son, confront the roaring Dhananjaya. That diadem-decked hero is agitating our army like a storm crossing the ocean. Listen to the cries of men and the constant crack of his bowstring. Go quickly and exert yourself fully to check your godbrother before he destroys us all." Ashvatthama moved off at once, supported by Shalya, Kripa, and Bhagadatta, along with 6 Kaurava Maharatas. All 10 warriors advanced in a body toward Arjuna. Bhima challenged them when he saw their intention. All 10 of them trained their weapons on the powerful Pandava, but he remained unmoved by their attack. He cheerfully assailed every one of them with his own arrows, each of which resembled one of Indra's blazing lances. The Kaurava warriors found themselves completely engaged by Bhima alone. With roars of delight, he held them all at bay. As other battles raged about him, Arjuna focused on Bhishma's chariot. After beating back an attack from Susharma and his brother Chitrasena, he rushed at Bhishma like an elephant rushing at another for the sake of a mate. Quickly, Bhagadatta placed his elephant in Arjuna's way, but the Pandava sent it reeling with a volley of swift arrows. Then Sikandi was again before Bhishma. He rained countless arrows on his chariot. Still, Bhishma refused to fight with him. Instead, he bore the attack patiently while maintaining his assault on the soldiers supporting Sikandi. Bhishma resembled Rudra at the end of the creation. No one who came within range of his arrows escaped. Only Arjuna was able to withstand his attack and approach him, along with Sikandi, who was still unharmed. When only Arjuna and Sikandi were left standing against Bhishma, Sikandi pierced him in the chest with 10 broad-headed arrows. Bhishma gazed at him as if to burn him by that look, but he did not attack. Urged on by Arjuna, Sikandi attacked Bhishma more and more fiercely. Arjuna also shot his golden wing arrows at the grandsire. Bhishma fought only against Arjuna, disregarding Sikandi's arrows, which wounded him in every part of his body. As Arjuna and Sikandi bore down on Bhishma, Dushasan came again to protect him. Cheered by the Kauravas, he single-handedly resisted the arrows of Bhishma's 2 assailants. Other charioteers came up to support Arjuna, but Dushasan struck them down. Dhritarashtra's 2nd son exhibited his prowess, allowing Duryodhan to marshal more troops for Bhishma's protection. Arjuna was infuriated. Losing all patience, he sent arrows that struck Dushasan like thunderbolts and tore off his armor, sending it crashing to the ground. The Kaurava fell from his chariot, then got up and ran. By then, a large force of Kaurava warriors had come to surround Bhishma. Numerous tribes of barbarians, clad in animal skins and clutching bludgeons and spears, rushed at Arjuna. Thousands of other soldiers galloped forward, screaming their battle cries and hurling spiked lances. Not caring for their attack, Arjuna sent flaming arrows charged with mystic power. Sheets of fire-tipped shafts swept through the barbarian ranks. They fell by the thousands, making the ground impassable. Those that were not slain turned back and fled. Arjuna again turned his attention to Bhishma, who was now supported by Duryodhan, Kripa, Shalya, and a number of Dhritarashtra's other sons. All those Kuru heroes trained their arrows on Arjuna. The other 4 Pandavas attacked Bhishma's protectors. Numerous Kaurava fighters were struck down by Pandu's sons as they fired their searing shafts. Bhishma and Arjuna contended like 2 lions. Neither could find any gap in their opponent's defenses. Both invoked celestial weapons, which the other neutralized. Each praised the other's prowess as they fought. Arjuna covered Bhishma's chariot with arrows. Taking the opportunity, other Pandava fighters came forward to support Arjuna. Backed by innumerable chariots, Bhima, the twins, Justadumna, Satyaki, Abhimanyu, Ghatotkacha, and other principal Pandava warriors pressed forward in the battle. Duryodhan and the best of the Kaurava warriors met them. Coming out from underneath Arjuna's attack, Bhishma assailed every one of the heroes who came before him. With 1 razor-headed shaft, he slew Satanika, Virata's beloved brother. Bhishma then rained down death-dealing shafts that destroyed Satanika's entire division of chariot warriors. At the same time, he held off Arjuna's attack, as well as the attacks of other fighters. The Kuru commander seemed to be sporting as he battled against hundreds of warriors. He danced on the terrace of his chariot, as if he had regained his youth. Like the rising sun dispersing clouds, he dispersed the Pandava forces with his sun-like arrows. Untouched by Bhishma's attack, Sikandi moved closer to his chariot. From time to time, Bhishma threw a deriding glance at him, but he focused his energy on slaughtering the Pandava forces. He knew the Pandavas had decided to bring him down today, and they pressed in on him on all sides. Like clouds covering the sun, they surrounded the old Kuru fighter and threw their weapons at him. Spiked and razor-headed arrows, battle axes, maces, mallets, lances, bludgeons, darts, and javelins all fell toward Bhishma, but Bhishma only smiled. His armor was shattered. He had been pierced many times. Oblivious to pain, he fought on, embracing a hero's end. His chariot wheeling in the midst of his attackers, he spun around and fired arrows in all directions. Sensing that it was time now to defeat Bhishma, Arjuna again placed Sikandi in front of him and rushed forward. With a perfectly aimed arrow, he cut apart Bhishma's bow. As the Maharatas of both armies engaged, Arjuna and Sikandi came before Bhishma, both of them firing barbed arrows that pierced him deeply. Arjuna killed his horses and charioteer and brought his chariot to a halt. With a crescent-headed arrow, he brought down his standard. Bhishma took up another bow worked with gold and ivory, but Arjuna immediately shattered it. Without a second's delay, Bhishma hurled a lance at Arjuna, but Arjuna fired five broad-headed arrows that broke the lance into six pieces. They fell to earth like forks of lightning. Arjuna thwarted all of Bhishma's weapons. Bhishma looked at Krishna, who was expertly guiding Arjuna's swift-footed horses. Bhishma knew it was the end, as fate had ordained. He could not win in a battle when Krishna was on the opposite side. Even though Krishna was not fighting, his mere presence was sufficient to ensure the Pandavas' invincibility. Bhishma lowered his weapons. All his skill and power would prove to no avail now. Bhishma began to think of death. In the heavens, the assembled rishis, along with the eight Vasus, addressed Bhishma. "We also desire that you stop fighting. Withdraw your heart from the battle. It is time." Bhishma alone heard the heavenly voices. Suddenly, a cool, fragrant breeze began to blow. Celestial drums resounded and flowers fell from the sky. As Bhishma stood and thought, Sikandi raised his bow and shot nine shafts that struck him full on the chest. At the same time, Arjuna fired 25 short, thick arrows that struck Bhishma with tremendous power. Arjuna quickly followed them with 100 steel shafts. Stunned, Bhishma resolved to make one final assault on Arjuna. He would go down fighting. There could be no other way. Firing a volley of shafts, Bhishma thwarted the attacks of both Arjuna and Sikandi. Arjuna quickly cut Bhishma's bow. With hot tears pricking his eyes, he fired thousands of straight shafts and pierced Bhishma's mighty frame, like snakes enter the holes in mountains. Although both Arjuna and Sikandi shot their arrows at Bhishma simultaneously, the Kuru hero considered that only Arjuna's shafts were capable of bringing him down. He called out to Dushasan, who had rushed to his side. "These arrows, O Bharata, resembling thunderbolts and coming at me in a straight line, end to end, are Arjuna's and not Sikandi's. I can distinguish between them because they have the touch like a Brahman's rod or of Indra's Vajra weapon. Even the gods could not resist them. Like furious snakes with protruding eyes, they are penetrating my vital organs. Only Arjuna is capable of bringing me down. Even the world's monarchs united could not afflict me." With one last supreme effort, Bhishma raised a massive lance and hurled it at Arjuna with all his strength. Arjuna cut it into 100 pieces. Bending the Gandiva into a full circle, he fired arrows, 20 at a time, in a continuous line. Seeing Sikandi directly before him, Bhishma lowered his weapons and did not resist Arjuna's attack. Arrows struck him in waves. There was no space thicker than 2 fingers' width on his body that was not pierced. Before the Korva's shocked eyes, he fell headlong from his chariot. With his head pointed toward the east, he lay fully supported by Arjuna's arrows. No part of his body touched the earth. The Kuru army was overwhelmed by sorrow. Cries of grief rippled across the field. From the sky, a celestial voice resounded. How can this hero, this illustrious son of Ganga, leave his body when the sun is in its inauspicious southern course? Hearing that voice, Bhishma replied, I am still living. He had noted the course of the sun, and by his father's boon, had decided to wait until it moved toward the north before dying. He knew the Vedic instructions that a yogi should leave his body only when the sun was in its northern track. Until then, he would lie on the battlefield, as befitted a warrior, awaiting his final moment. Death would not take him until he desired it. Duryodhan and his followers were utterly confused. They did not know what to do or where to go. They dropped their weapons and wailed. As the sun reached the western horizon, the Kauravas stood about the battlefield, dispirited and afflicted by grief. No one could find the strength to move for some time. On the side of the Pandavas, conches were blown and soldiers cheered. Thousands of drums were beaten and trumpets and horns sounded. Word of Bhishma's fall spread around the battlefield in moments. The warriors of both armies stopped fighting and stood wherever they were, their minds stunned by the impossible news. Some men wept aloud, others ran wildly around, and some swooned. Assuming the forms of swans, celestial rishis descended from the heavens and walked around the fallen Bhishma, who lay with his mind absorbed in yogic meditation. Seers, siddhas, and charanas praised Bhishma from the skies. This one is the best of all Veda-knowing sages. Duryodhan breathed long in heavy sighs. He rode swiftly to Drona, who had been taken to a distance from Bhishma and told him of his fall. Hearing the news, Drona fell from his chariot in a faint. When he returned to his senses, he ordered the Kauravas to withdraw. Duryodhan, Drona, Kripa, and all the other Kuru leaders made their way sorrowfully toward where Bhishma lay. Seeing Bhishma at last felled, Bhima leapt from his chariot and danced on the battlefield. Arjuna, however, was sober. He asked Krishna to drive his chariot over to the Kuru chief. Dismounting with bow in hand, he went over to the fallen warrior and knelt by his side. Please instruct me what I can do for you, O sire, he asked, struggling to control his voice as his grief rose. Command me at once and consider it done. Bhishma opened his eyes. He spoke with difficulty. O Phalguna, see how my head is hanging down. Fetch me a suitable pillow, O hero. You alone are equal to this task. Understanding Bhishma's desire, Arjuna lifted his bow and fired several arrows, charged by Vedic mantras. The arrows stuck in the ground beneath Bhishma's head and formed a headrest. Bhishma smiled. His arms were pierced all over and resting on arrows. But he raised his right hand from the wrist to bless Arjuna. O son of Pandu, you have properly understood my desire. This is the only fitting pillow for a warrior slain on the battlefield. Bhishma looked around. He was surrounded by both the Pandavas and the Kauravas. They stood with folded palms and gazed at his face. Duryodhan and his brothers were shamefaced. They had failed to protect their finest fighter and the leader of their forces. The old grandfather and Kuru guide had fallen. Remorse consumed Duryodhan's heart. It was by his insistence only that this war had been fought and Bhishma slain. Seeing the Kaurava's shame and sorrow, Bhishma reassured them. I have attained the end which is always sought by heroes. This bed is to me no less than an excellent bed of the finest down and silk. Today I will see my ever-living ancestors in the blissful realms of paradise. Why should I lament? As Bhishma spoke, a number of skilled physicians arrived, carrying herbs and balms. Bhishma raised his head to speak, his rasping voice barely rising above a whisper. O kings of earth, after paying proper respects to these Brahmins who know mantras, and then rewarding them, please dismiss them. I have no more need of physicians. My end has come, and I am ready for it. It is not my duty to allow myself to be treated by these physicians. I want to die from these arrows. Let me lie here until the sun reaches the point of the compass occupied by Vaishravana. Then I will depart for the higher regions. Bhishma's head fell back onto the arrows, and he closed his eyes. Duryodhan sent the Brahmins away. He stood for some time in silence, looking at the fallen hero. Then, sighing, he and his brothers and all the kings supporting the Kauravas circumambulated Bhishma three times. They slowly made their way back to camp, seeing nothing but desolation before them. The Pandavas also offered respects to Bhishma before returning to their camp. As they went, Yudhisthira said to Krishna, O Janardhan, surely victory comes to a man through your grace, and defeat overtakes him through your wrath. You are our sole refuge. You assure your devotees of your protection. Nothing is wonderful for one who has taken shelter of you, O Madhava. Krishna replied, These words, O foremost of all the king's rulers, could only have fallen from your lips. Feeling sure that they would soon attain victory, the Pandavas rested for the night, while the Kauravas lay tossing and turning in grief.